America has an identity crisis. From the time the first European settlers splashed ashore until just a few decades ago, Americans took pride in the principles and practices that defined this great experiment in representative government and personal freedom. As the nation was born and grew, Americans had their disagreements, sure. We made mistakes along the way. But our divisions were not about America's worth. They were about how to best build upon a history we were proud of, to further increase the happiness and prosperity of our citizens, and to continue to be a force for good in the world. And then, about five decades ago, a cancer began to creep into our body politic. America and American ideals were, for the first time, under attack not from without, but from within. The cancer metastasized in this age of unaccountable, angry hypercommunication, creating an atmosphere in which heated accusations have largely replaced reasoned debate. The victim of this cancer is America itself, a combination of sheltered academics, results-oriented journalism, and naive young adults increasingly paint America not as a solution, but as a nation that has been and continues to be the problem. The distortions of our history hurt and angered many other Americans, ultimately resulting in one of the most remarkable elections in our history. America's journey is the story of who we were, who we are, and how we got here.